Welcome to your daily Reddit catch-all briefing. Here are today's trending discussions. We begin in r/explainlikeamfiv, where users are untangling everyday mysteries. A user questioned why public USB charging ports on buses feature two distinct options, a 5V1A port and a 5V2A port. The community breaks down that amperes measure electrical current, meaning the 2-ampere port delivers up to 10 watts of power, doubling the 5-watt output of the 1-ampere port. In another thread, a worker standing for 6 to 10 hours daily wondered why their legs only ache after sitting down. Users explained that leg muscles are built for movement, standing still or sitting creates constant, unnatural compression, and inflammatory signals only kick in once you finally sit down to rest. Over in r/answers, contributors debated the single item they can no longer cheap out on, with many pointing to high-quality shoes for long shifts and locally grown heirloom tomatoes. Meanwhile, a fascinating historical and physical quirk was highlighted regarding why ballpoint pen caps and airplane windows feature tiny holes, revealing that the pen cap hole is a life-saving safety measure designed to prevent asphyxiation if swallowed. Shifting to economic trends and global headlines, r/economics featured intense discussion on rising financial pressures. A top thread notes that credit card delinquencies are approaching Great Recession levels, with commenters analyzing a stark K-shaped economy where wealthy consumers amass historic gains while the bottom tier struggles against soaring living costs and long-term unemployment. Adding to financial woes, U.S. retail sales slumped 0.6% in July, marking the biggest drop in over a year as tax refund boosts fade. Internationally, Argentina renewed a $19 billion China currency swap, bypassing intense pressure from Washington as its central bank navigates fragile net negative reserves. Meanwhile, geopolitical friction spiked as Donald Trump announced plans to substantially reduce joint military exercises with South Korea, pointing to his relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This move coincides with South Korean leadership calling for renewed talks with Pyongyang, raising complex questions about regional security and alliance stability. In the realm of lifestyle, productivity, and self-improvement across communities like r/lifeprotips and r/self-improvement, users shared hard-learned advice. A viral tip urges workers never to permanently take on duties above their role without agreeing on a clear timeline for pay and title reviews, equating free trials to software rather than job descriptions. In self-improvement, an 18-year-old feeling completely lost received an outpouring of perspective, with veterans reminding them that life can be completely restarted even much later in adulthood, and that tackling one small thing at a time is the antidote to overwhelming paralysis. Additionally, a popular discussion highlighted how reading fiction builds real-world emotional intelligence, forcing readers to track what people want versus what they actually say, a skill that transfers directly to high-stakes workplace dynamics. Finally, in r/buyitforlife and r/frugal, users weighed in on long-term investments and household savings. One user proudly showed off a vintage Singer sewing machine found at Goodwill for $30, prompting widespread agreement that older, all-metal mechanical devices vastly outlast modern manufacturing. However, bad news hit fans of Eddie Bauer, which filed for bankruptcy earlier this year, prompting community mourning over the ongoing enshittification and loss of reliable, 100% cotton staples. Meanwhile, frugal shoppers exchanged tips on cutting grocery bills, emphasizing batch cooking, utilizing store brands, and treating food systems logically rather than buying expensive prepackaged items. That concludes your Reddit catch-all briefing for today. Thank you for listening.